into overtime in game five, and McDavid scores! Game winner!
Hello, everyone. It's another episode of Full Press Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Ian Glendon, and as you can hear on the screen, we're going to be talking hockey. And no better person to talk hockey than our resident hockey nut. I mean, you can see him all over Full Press Hockey. You can see him on Twitter all the time talking hockey. Full Press NHL Pod, final word on hockey. Nightcap recap, I think I got them all. Jim Behringer, how are you doing, my friend? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. I am doing well. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. Hope everybody enjoyed 1980s hockey between the Calgary Flames and Edmonton Oilers, because it was awesome. If you weren't enthralled by that or didn't have fun watching it, then I don't know what to say, because it was probably one of the best series I watched all year because of what they did. But yes, you got everything. You did everything, got all my intros. It's perfect. Thank you, Ian. And it's always a pleasure joining Press Hockey Coverage.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and it's like, you know, we talk about these series, these matchups all the time, and this one certainly lived up to the bill, the Battle of Alberta. I'll get right to it, because obviously we saw four goals in a minute and 11 seconds, which is an NHL playoff record, Stanley Cup playoff record, by a whole whopping 22 seconds, which, you know, and relative to what we saw, that's pretty darn impressive. But obviously, we know Connor McDavid. He's the best player in the game, right? I mean, there's no debate about it, right?
If you were listening to Daryl Sutter, you would hear him say that the best player won them the series. So, yeah. I mean, look, you can make the case that the two best players remaining in the playoffs are on Edmonton, Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, both have 26 points, similar stat lines, 7. And 19 for 26 points, both lead the league in points. I mean, Draisaitl's definitely playing with an injury. It was a question mark coming into the series. And all he's done is put, in two of the last three games, he put up 4 assists. I mean, if these guys aren't the best players right now, I don't know who is. Obviously, Tampa's going to have something to say with that, with Steven Stamkos and Nikita Kucherov. But the fact of the matter is, they may not have been the best team in the series, but they clearly were. But I mean, Draisaitl and McDavid on a mission, especially McDavid. You could see the emotion after the game. I mean, this guy got probably the biggest goal of his career in overtime, ends the Battle of Alberta. Again, 5 of the 6 playoff series these two teams have played, it's gone the Oilers' way. These guys are just the best players right now. And I don't know if, you know, and spoiler alert to anybody listening, tomorrow morning there will be a piece up on Full Press Hockey in regards to McDavid and Draisaitl that I'm writing right now. Can these two guys actually propel the Edmonton Oilers to a Stanley Cup? We've never seen it in the National Hockey League where just two guys will their team to a championship. It's usually a team effort. I got to say, outside of the Lightning, I wouldn't bet against this Oilers team.
Yeah, it's tough. And really, you got to figure that their location and lack of playoff success has really – dampened the view on Connor McDavid. I think everyone recognizes him as a great player, but, you know, switch places. Had he won back-to-back cups like the Lightning have, I don't think there's any question. But to your point, that Lightning team is clearly deeper, and they have talent that's certainly comparable. But at the end of the day, I'm right there with you. I'll be interested to see if this could go essentially like an NBA playoff series where two guys can really propel a team to a championship. We don't see it in hockey. I mean, the only time we ever sort of see it is when a goaltender essentially takes over for long stretches of time. But even then, you know, we don't see like a pair of forwards basically dominate an entire series and propel a team to win. Before we shift topics, real quick though, we got to talk about the controversy from last night. We can't talk about last night's game without talking about the controversy, the no goal for Calgary, which was scored, I believe, or at least, you know, it began about 5 minutes left in the third period, or just over 5 minutes left. Your thoughts? I think I know them. Actually, I do know them, but for the sake of drama and the sake of the show, I'm going to pretend like I don't. But it's kind of hard because this might be one of the fewer things that every hockey fan might actually agree on, that was a bad call. What do you think?
it was a terrible call by the National Hockey League and those guys in this situation. That's a goal. Blake Coleman's trying to stop. I even go back to 2003. The Devils played Anaheim. Sergei Bruno was charging the net. He was stopping and propelled the puck into the net, and if the goal counted. We've seen it earlier in the playoffs. We saw it in the regular season when guys try to stop towards the net and it goes off their stick or off their skate, it counts. You know, like I said, the only thing is that the league looked at is they said that he pushed it in with his skate. I'm like, you know, now we're getting like down to real interpretations of this rule, and you know, we're like, now we're making stuff up, because if you look at the rule book, there's nothing in the rule book that says you can't stop towards the net and the puck goes off your skate and in. I mean, maybe did his heel go out a little bit and come back in? Yeah, now we're just like nitpicking stuff and with the rules. But Calgary scored a goal in 2004 and should have won the Stanley Cup, and they scored a goal last night. And that's twice the replay system is, I want to say the word, screwed them over, because it has. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I agree with Coleman. It's like, wait a minute, now we don't know who the rules are, what the rules are. We really don't know anything, because it's just like the NHL just seems to make rules up as they go on now, because the rule book doesn't mean anything. And you have guys and officials on television saying that was a goal. Yeah, it was a goal. Everybody knows it, and everybody knows they messed up.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I've seen far more blatant accidental kickings of the puck be called a goal. I mean, and that's the thing too. It's not that, you know, people are disagreeing with the interpretation necessarily. It's that we've seen far more, I would say egregious, certainly relative to what we saw last night, far more egregious instances of a puck being deflected off a skate and the goal counting. And plus, I mean, anyone in their right mind knows that puck was going in. I mean, the momentum, this wasn't a, you know, a puck with like, okay, maybe it has enough gas to get into the, no, that puck was going into the net, whether he touched it or not. And I think that's the biggest thing, where you can look at that in every instance and realize that, yeah, there was no intent there. There was no direct, you know, kicking motion. It was him charging the net. And like you said, it's incidental contact that should not become an issue, but unfortunately it is. You got to feel for Calgary fans. Again, I mean, how it's going to be difficult to justify, you know, that costing them the entire series. However, that's not going to be easy to go to bed at night. I guess when it comes to Edmonton, what's the worst matchup for them moving forward? Is it St. Louis or is it Colorado?
Either team's going to be bad for them. I mean, defensively. It's just going to be a bad matchup either way for the Oilers. I mean, McKinnon and that team is really good defensively, but they play a wide open style that'll favor the Oilers game. St. Louis can bog things up, but as we've seen, McDavid and Draisaitl just went through Kopitar and Deneau, and they just went through a good Flames defensive team coached by Daryl Sutter. You know what? They could definitely beat these teams either way, because it's just they just have so much momentum right now, and these guys don't want to be stopped. And the fact of the matter is, I agree, you know, we've seen different you know, calls made with the skate. I mean, I've seen goals where guys literally just change their direction of their foot and the puck goes in the net and it's counted as a goal, and I'm like, wait a minute, if that's not, you know, directly changing the momentum of the puck into the net, I don't know what is. That goal was going to go in. And don't forget, I believe CeCe was on Coleman's back. And I think Coleman was trying to go for a stick and did it. And then the momentum just carried him that way. It was just a bad call and a bad look for the league. And it's just not a good thing. We're going to see what happens going forward. But just a bad look for Calgary. But as Daryl Sutter said, the best player won the series for this team. And yeah, so we'll see what happens with the Oilers, and let's see who they see. I think Colorado finishes it off on Friday night, but you know, we'll see. They had every chance to do it, and they couldn't get it done. And St. Louis is back in the series, but either team's going to give them a run for their money. But don't count out McDavid and Draisaitl, because they've done it before. They've seen it. It's only halfway done, but these two guys can overcome anything.
Well, I'll say this. If it does end up being Colorado, we'll have a battle of two teams that have underperformed their expectations over the years, and it'll be interesting to see which star-laden team. I mean, talk about stars. I mean, there you go. You have arguably some of the best players at every position going to be playing in that series. So, Jim, thank you once again for joining me for this quick little talk. I mean, Battle of Alberta. We had to do a little something, right? And we're going to look forward to having some more hockey content here on Full Press Daily Podcast as we move forward, as we get into the conference finals. And of course, hopefully we'll have a solution soon to the Eastern Conference final. Is it going to be Carolina or is it going to be New York? Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.